Today we'll be doing Sefer Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Tzarech Shia Shachar Shebaratzuos Letzarchutz V'lo Yisapechu Bein Shalyad Bein Sharosh. The black parts of the straps must be facing outwards; they cannot turn over, both for the Shalyad as well as for the Sharosh. Yishal Shel Haratzuos Shiu Tluyim Lefanav V'Yagiu Al Aratabur Olamata Mimenu Maat. The straps of your Sharosh, you have to be going down; they have to go up to your belly button or a little bit above that. Rochav Haratzuos Shalyad V'Sharosh Ka'orech Se'ora Lefachos. The width of the Ratzuos of the both for the Shalyad and the Sharosh must be at least the width must be at least as long as a barley corn. In piches mishur orach haratzuos v'rachban im eino motzei acheros menichan kemos sheinat shimtza acheros kashir. If let's say your straps are less than the requisite width and length of proper ratzuos, but you can't find any other tefillin to put on, then b'diavad you can put that on until you find other tefillin that are of the proper size. Tefillin sharosh tov liosam gluyim v'nirim avotame b'fnei rabo in derech eretz legalos tefillin b'fanav. When you're wearing your sharosh in general, you're supposed to have it uncovered. It's supposed to be revealed to everyone, but if you're a talmid in front of his rebbe, it's not appropriate to do that. The Rama says uvishalyad in lahakbidim him gluyim omechusim. When it comes to the shalyad, so then we're not really makbid if it's uncovered or if it's covered. Venerally the achshav shem menichem ela bezman kriyas shmartila. Today that we only put our tefillin on during shmash moresri, you know, during shacharis. Filu talmid lifnei rabo yachol agalos af b'sharosh v'chein aminug shalo lizaher. That even a talmid in front of his rebbe is able to uncover his sharosh, and that's what our minug is, that we're not so makbid about that. So the Mishnah Berurah in Simchat Lamed Ches tells us v'lo yishapechu v'im nishapechu midas chasidusu lehisanus o liftos bitzdaka. If your straps of your tefillin do get turned over, again we're talking about the parts that are directly on your on the head and the ritzuos that are tying down your tefillin, if they get turned over, then it's appropriate either to fast or to give tzedakah. However, this din of fasting or giving tzedakah is only for the part that's directly on your head, or for the part that's holding down your shalyad, that's tying down your shalyad. But the rest of it is just a hiddur mitzvah. So if that part turns over, again, you should flip it back over, but you don't have to fast or give tzedakah if that part flips over. So by the shalyad, you can easily tell if the straps are in place, if everything is in place, but the shalosh you can't see, so you have to use your hand to feel to make sure that it's in the proper place. So today you can use a mirror to make sure everything is, you know, everything is located properly. At a top, where if somebody make the straps longer than the belly button, that's also okay. So some achronim say that the strap on the right side of the shorosh should go down to your belly button, and on the left side should go down until your chest. Some say that the right should go down to the makom amila, and the left strap should go down to the belly button. So it's the size of a barley corn with the shell, but without the stem, because the stems of barley corns are very long. Some achronim say that it's enough to have the length of wheat, and you know, because the length of wheat is less than that of barley. So b'shas adchak, if your straps are only the size, if their width is only the same length as that of wheat but not barley, so b'diavad you can rely on that. Kasu achronim tzarich lizar ma'od mekom kefal hakiduk sheragel shaharatzu niskamta sham o shenifsek esat shelo nisher bakashir. To be careful if you're going to fold over the part that you're going to fasten, you're going to tie on for the tefillin, to make sure that it's not less than the proper shear. Menichan mipnei sheyesh machshirin v'yesh posanav b'diavad. So the reason why the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you can't find another tefillin, so b'diavad you can wear it, is because, you know, it's machlokas whether b'diavad is kosher or not. So if you have less than the requisite shear of the length of a shalyad, so b'diavad you can put it on without a bracha. If you have enough that you could wrap it up until your finger, so then those wrappings are not going to be ma'akev the validity of your shalyad. So according to some achron, according to the Malbim, the Arts Chaim, when it comes to the straps of the shalrosh, if the length of the straps is longer, that is more than two tefachim, so then you could put them on without a bracha. Ulein yirochav haratzuos hashalyad v'hasharosh hechmir gamkein. Then lo hayarak kedei orech achita yenichen b'li bracha ayinsham. So if they're only the length of a piece of wheat, you could put it on without a bracha. Ulein yinemahani l'sakin baratzuos ayin l'kamam b'sum simin lamad gimel v'mishnah berusham. Tov li yosam nechsin v'ro kalame haaretz v'tov shagam hakesher yemegula. Aval ein nohagin kein. So again, your tefillin shalrosh are supposed to be exposed because it's supposed to be a representation of the name of a kadosh baruch hu. And really, in theory, the knot should also be exposed, but our minhag is to cover the knot on the back. b'diavadaf im hayu mechusim legamer yatzah. However, b'diavad, even if you cover the whole shalosh b'diavad, you're still yotze. In derech eretz shatfilin him derech kavod k'dech sivaro kolam yaretz. In derech eretz lahashu satzman l'rabo k'nechase usam betaliso b'kavod. The reason why you're not really supposed to expose your shalosh meikarad in front of your rebbe is because it's considered to be a form of kavod when you're doing that. The tefillin is derech kavod, and it's not appropriate to equate yourself with your rebbe by doing that. In lahakrim kolam lechanchilat tovios lechasos. Even though the Rambam said that we're not makbid about uncovering our shalosh in front of our rebbe today, but the Mishnah Berurah says lechanchilat it's better to cover it. In him guluyim perish sheim nikru begadav leislan ba aval asur lahanichan ala beged lechanal besefe. So in other words, if we said that if your beged tore and now you can see the shalyad, that's okay. But ideally, you're not really supposed to put the tefillin your shalyad directly on top of the beged. So stop here for now, and we'll begin simon chavches tomorrow.